Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sauvel, and Jason Bishop. Mm-hmm. Taking your calls on an open line Thursday, which, of course, is brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. And I guess he never got to the Mike Tyson story. It basically was a story about how he's looking ripped. The thing which I'm a little disappointed by is, as we've been talking about Tyson the last couple of weeks, so video first came out of him working out with the trainer and he'd lost all this weight. I don't know how big he was when you went to his one-man show, Eric, but at one point, it looked like he was about 300 pounds.
He was really big, and he made fun of himself. And
I'm a heavyweight. So easy. Yeah. Right, so he's lost a ton of weight, and you know, people got fired up for the video, and then there was all this talk that he maybe legitimately wants to make a comeback. And I told you, I'd be into a legit comeback where if he had a goal, whether or not he'd be able to achieve it, but the goal is, hey, I want to come back and be heavyweight champion of the world. Mm-hmm. And he fights a couple tomato cans along the way and works his way up a la George Foreman. Well, I see that, I don't know if it's 100% confirmed, but he has a two-round exhibition bout with Shannon Briggs.
Oh, wow.
Who was like a heavyweight contender for a period of time, who's even older than Tyson. I think he's 58. Like, yeah. I saw a picture of him. He looks like
he's going to kill
70.
Shannon Briggs.
He was a bomb in his prime.
I bet. Right. But if it's a charity thing, they're going to be wearing like headgear.
And they're not even going to, they probably won't touch each other much.
Yeah, it's a two-round deal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'd love to see him legitimately come back. And he definitely appears to be committed to the fitness part of it and training. He's lost all this weight. And, you know, when you see a 5-second clip or a 10-second clip, you know, his punches look violent, but you just don't know how quickly he gets gassed out.
Correct. There's just no way at 53 he has the quickness and the endurance and that kind of thing to be competitive at a super high level, I don't think. He just looks amazing because we're regular donks, and we think anybody does something
like that. I'll
tell you
what, if he got a clean shot at one of these 25-year-olds, he would pummel
them. Hurt. Yeah.
But you're right. He's not going to go 10 rounds.
But I think it can be done if you commit, you train like Foreman did it. Now Foreman was a little bit younger.
He was definitely
younger. At the heavyweight division, you don't have to punch as often. You grab and hold a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that it could be done, but it doesn't look like that's the path that he's on.
Maybe. I mean, just a year ago, apparently he was telling people he doesn't even work out anymore.
You know?
So I don't know. It's really bizarre. But if he fights anybody, I'm gonna watch. I'll watch probably till he's 70. I'd watch that dude throw punches.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Brian, line 3. Brian, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, EB, you're always worried about looking old, but I'm watching today, and, man, Lurch looks like he's 80 without his hat.
I know.
Going so hard.
Yeah. I'm 50,
well,
bro.
I watched the Bad News Bears last week, and I realized that you had the same mouth as Walter Matthau.
Oh, my God.
No lips.
What?
Who, me?
What's the same as Walter Matthau?
Since you have no lips.
Who has no lips?
Like, Lurch has no lips. When you kiss your wife, are you just rubbing your chin on her face?
Man, this guy's really just going in.
Well, hold on. How old are you, bro?
I'm 43, but I have lips.
You're saying Jason doesn't have lips?
Hold on.
I don't think I have big lips. The only one that has big lips is Drabby.
No, but big, I think plump lips. It's the color of his skin and lips. Like, if you just look at it on the Zoom, you can't really see his lips as you can. They're not as prominent as yours or Kate's.
Yeah, I mean, I got lips. I do. I promise you.
You do?
Yeah, you're
not John Fox, who has no lips.
I think you got two sets of lips, but that's just me. All right.
Honky lips.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Anything else, Brian?
Anything else interesting you want to say?
You forgot to ask Brian what he does for a living.
No, I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to do that the rest of the show. Yeah,
I'm a bartender.
Where?
At Clad's.
Which one?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Why? You just said Clyde's. What do you mean you're not allowed to say?
The one out in Loudoun County?
It's not like you work for the CIA.
No, he's not in Ashburn.
No, I'm at a Gallery Place.
Very nice. Over there.
All right, I'll make sure I never go.
Their game. There are ever crowds.
Is it the downstairs bar or the upstairs bar? The main floor?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
How often is the downstairs dining area open, typically?
Well, the downstairs bars, they're always open, but during the day, only one of them is open downstairs.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
See you later.
Hopefully you're back to work soon.
Actually, I don't care if he ever works again.
You know,
Jason's favorite wide receiver was
I hope he has to live on the streets.
Yeah, your favorite wide receiver was not Lewis Lips.
Lewis Lips is pretty good.
Former Steeler.
Can somebody do a side-by-side of Walter Matthau and Lurch, just so we can just see? I'm looking. It might be a little bit in the jaw structure, maybe. I don't know. Let's go to David in Richmond. David, what's up?
Gentlemen, since we've been talking Tyson, a little history on Tyson you may or may not know. Huh. I know how Tyson got discovered, and I know who discovered him. Is that okay?
All we know is the Customato stuff. Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing. There's a guy that was a light heavyweight boxer. His name was Bobby Stewart, and Bobby Stewart's manager was Customato.
Right.
At the time, Tyson was in a reformatory school in Perth, New York, mm-hmm. where Bobby Stewart was one of the counselors, and he basically said, and I know Bobby, because him and his wife both ran a convenience store in my hometown. There was life-size posters signed after this all started, Tyson in the middle of this convenience store, and Bobby used to run by every day, and he talked about how he knew, could see the anger. That's what he said. He said, I need to harness anger in this kid. So he's the one that introduced him to Customato, and then it was history.
Gotcha. All right. Cool story. We'll take it. So you were from, what did you say, Perth, New York?
I was from a city called Amsterdam, New York, but Perth was only about 20 miles away from it. There was a place called the Perth Boys Home for Boys. Right. Which is basically a reformatory school. And somehow Mike Tyson had landed himself in that reformatory school. And that's where he was actually discovered by Bobby Stewart, who was a counselor in the school.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, David. Appreciate it, buddy. All right. David's calling from Richmond, Cakes. Let's go
Very
to
good.
Joe.
I like that.
In Bethesda. Joe, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junkies.
What's
Hello,
up,
Joe? Yeah,
morning. I wanted to just comment and see what you thought about the documentary from over the weekend on Showtime. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the interview with the director. You know, the fact he was a local guy.
Right.
Had gone to Mathin, Parkdale.
Right.
What I sensed on it, first of all, I'm from PG myself originally, so I was encouraged about it.
Where'd you go to high school?
I actually went to Gonzaga.
Sorry to hear that.
But anyway, there was what it seemed like when I was coming up. I mean, obviously, basketball was big, you know, boys and girls clubs and CYO. And it seemed like what they were talking about was, you know, within the last 20 years, a lot of the groups were the AAU and also these like gyms that had multiple basketball courts and stuff.
Right.
But I was just curious what you thought. It seemed like a, you know, well done. They had a tribute to Morgan on there, Len Bias. But I was just curious if any of the four of you, you know, had any thoughts about it or any comments.
Absolutely.
Well, I think Jason saw it and JP saw it, right?
I watched it. I thought it was well done.
Yeah. I mean, it was only like 45 minutes, right? It wasn't that long.
It wasn't quite an hour. Yeah.
I liked it. It was almost more informational. Like, compared to The Last Dance, it was a lot different. You know, I think they went into, like, the godfather of D.C. basketball. They had a section about go-go music. It was almost like, for people that aren't from this area, a lot of information to let them know what Prince George's County is. It's a suburb of D.C. They showed the Beltway. So I liked more like the end when they were showing all the guys coming out.
Yeah.
Right. They kind of skipped a generation, though.
And they also showed a lot of, and I'm forgetting his name, the guy who was arrested that was the AAU coach.
Curtis Malone.
Right, that brought in guys like Michael Beasley and
Is he still on the poke?
That lived in his
house. I
think
so, yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Complicated character.
In fact, he was doing the interview on the phone from inside the prison.
Right.
Yeah.
They kind of skipped a generation because they went from, you know, they had some stuff on Bias, but then they kind of jumped to KD's generation with Nolan Smith and Beasley and all those guys.
Yeah.
They skipped our generation.
I thought there might have been more on Walt. Like he was.
Yeah. They had no Walt. They had no Moose.
They showed one snippet maybe of Walt.
They showed one snippet of Walt where he was like sitting on an outdoor court.
Yeah.
They didn't mention Gerard.
They didn't have Moose.
No,
they didn't have Kurt Smith. He was a great player. Henry Hall, Michael Tate. I mean, there was.
Well, sounded like they mostly gravitated toward players that went to the league, right? So they didn't have the more of the underground guys.
Yeah. Right.
Because we touched on that when we talked to him.
Yeah, I forget the exact date, but they said like there are 30 guys in the NBA from Prince George's County since, let's say, 2000.
Right.
Yeah. They did jump right to the AAU.
Adrian Dantley for a minute.
Yeah, they had Dantley in there. They went early, and then they got to Bias, and they skipped about 20 years, and they got, you know, to the guys that are still in the league.
Let's go to Chris in Lorton. Chris, what's up, man?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Hey, Chris. Okay. Good morning.
What's up, Christopher?
So at the beginning of all this corona stuff, you know, there was the shortage of toilet paper. I slept on it big time, which I shouldn't have. I have irritable bowel syndrome. I've gone through so much toilet paper.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. Yeah, that's like a priority for you.
Yeah, but I slept on it. So I did run out of toilet paper probably 3 weeks ago. I got creative. There were some towels involved, some paper towels. I pulled a Lurch and just, you know, took a shower. I have a removable head.
Did you ever get it cleaned all out?
Yeah.
What about just getting one of those like portable bidets for like $40 online?
A portable bidet? I didn't even know those things existed.
Yeah, a portable in the sense that you could just like you just throw it on your toilet seat.
I've seen the ads.
Yeah, I mean, portable, maybe portable is not the right word, but it's something you can add to your toilet, and it's like $40.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I would definitely look into that.
You need to look into that, dude.
Yeah, I will. I'm spending a lot of money on toilet paper now, though, I can tell you.
Yeah. How many trips, if you got irritable bowel syndrome, how many trips to the toilet a day?
I mean, we're averaging probably 4 to 5.
Oh, my God.
This is Valdez's dream segment.
Oh, my God. Aren't you on fire down there?
Oh, the hemorrhoids are ridiculous.
You and EB.
How old are you?
Two peas in a pod.
How old are you, bro?
I'm 32.
Have you had a colonoscopy?
I've had three.
Oof.
You just need to get like some of those witch hazel pads.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, these pads, and it just hooks it. You get a little alcohol in there, and it hook it. It does a little healing way to live.
Were you clean? Was your colon clean when you had those?
You know, I've had polyps and things like that, but
nothing cancerous.
Nothing cancerous. Just have an overactive muscle I'm not going to go too deep into it, but in the sphincter, I guess, is what they say.
Right.
Hey, man, I've been a little overactive sometimes.
So hold on. So every single day, you're on 4 to 5 times?
It really depends on what has entered my system the day before or that day.
Yeah.
What do you have to stay away from?
Yeah, what's the worst food for you? Mexican? Spicy?
Mexican food is ridiculous.
La carne asada.
You know, yeah. And it's, you know, I also have, I'm lactose intolerant. So things with dairy in it really, really, you know, activate it. Going on dates is fantastic because I take three bites. Excuse me, Mrs. I'm going to have to run to the bathroom.
Oh, Lord.
There's probably not a second date.
Sexy. Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend? You married? What's your deal?
I do have a girlfriend. So we're okay. You know, I like to tell them these things on the first date. If they come back, great. If not, you know.
Oh, that's a bad move.
It's not for them.
You tell them about irritable bowel syndrome on the first date.
That's your like icebreaker.
Well, it didn't bother Jennifer Aniston.
That's true, and along came Polly. That's my wife right there.
That's a very good point.
It's a great movie.
Yes, it is.
Chris, we got to run. Be good, man. Be safe. Right. Take care of that bum.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Take it easy, buddy. Guys.
Yeah. Man, right, I feel bad for him.
Coming up next, we've got Wes Harper, Naked and Afraid, which premieres this Sunday at 8 p.m. on Discovery. We'll talk to him next. He was on last season of Naked and Afraid. We'll talk to Wes Harper next here on The Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Happy to be joined on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by Wes Harper from Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid XL premieres this Sunday, May 24th at 8 p.m. on Discovery. Viewers can also catch up on all the episodes of Naked and Afraid and Naked Afraid XL on Discovery Go and Discovery.com. Good morning, Wes.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing? Hey.
So, Wes, you were on last season of Naked and Afraid. This season is actually in South Africa, correct?
Well, he's on this season. Yeah. He's on the XL version.
Oh, he's carried over.
He did two episodes, right? On the Savannah, I think it was. What was the name of your episode?
Yeah, that was Stalked on the Savannah in Brazil. That that aired over the summer last year.
Right,
and
that was
this
fantastic.
Time it's XL, so it's the 40-day challenge in South Africa.
Right.
So yeah, I'm really excited. It comes out, you know, Sunday, and I'm really excited to see it. Little anxious, little nervous.
It looks like just even walking on the dirt was challenging.
Oh, it looked like it was about 120 degrees or something, right? You guys are getting like real burns on your feet.
It was the hottest summer they've had on record, I think, because the temperatures got to 125 degrees, and the ground temperature, I think they said, got up to 149 degrees.
I mean,
the
think about
the
it.
Sand.
I mean, how do you survive?
How do you physically?
Conditions?
How do you physically do that? I don't get that.
There's a lot of suffering going on, but fortunately, I had walked barefoot for probably 6 months prior to the challenge. So the pads of my feet looked like dog paws. I mean, they were really nasty. I could barely put shoes on before I went.
Right. Sorry. So let's just go back to the beginning here. So I'm a huge fan of the show. Now, what's weird is I stumbled on it basically right around when all this quarantine stuff started, right? So I'm trying to find something to watch, And I had seen one episode, and I was like, wow, this is actually a little more intriguing than I thought. And so I've ripped through, I don't know, seven or eight seasons. I've seen all the XLs. I got to see the first, the teaser episode that you're on. Tell the guys, I've been talking about it for 2 months, how real this show is. You know, you guys have some security, and you have some medical folks nearby in a tent maybe. But, you know, you're on your own. It's not like that fake cushy Survivor show where they just sit around. They don't even lose weight. They just wait for their rice.
Which you also like.
Well, I like that for the interpersonal dynamics. But this show is real Survivor. Tell these boys. I saw you. I think it was on your episode. You and your partner were eating termites. That's how hungry you were. You have to fend for yourselves. They're like gators, hyenas, lions, cheetahs, the world's deadliest snakes, elephants, you name it, all out there. And, I mean, you guys are definitely putting your life on the line in every moment that you're out there.
100%. I mean, this show is the real deal. You know, I get asked all the time, oh, well, do you get to go home at night? You know, do they give you granola bars and toilet paper? And it's no.
Right.
You don't get jack. I mean, you get out there and you take off your clothes and it's on. You start bleeding the first 2 minutes.
Right.
By snagging skin on thorns and stepping on sharp rocks and stuff. Yeah, it's the real deal. There are people around because you have to film it, of course, and you know, but they don't talk to you. They don't get involved. They keep their distance as much as humanly possible so it's a real experience. And it is as brutal as you see on TV. In fact, it's even way more brutal than what everybody gets to see.
Right.
Now, Wes, awful. I think you're from Wes. You're from North Carolina, right?
Yeah. Cary, North Carolina.
How did you get into this Cary lifestyle that you wanted to do this sort of thing?
Yeah, because he appears to be of having watched many, many episodes.
Yeah.
He appears to be one of the more normal guys. He has like a normal house.
He's got it
nice
together.
Community.
He's got like five kids. He's like the CEO of a tech startup. When I've seen the few episodes I've seen, Wes, I think the people generally, I think like aimless losers who have nothing but time on their hands to go spend 20 days in Brazil.
Yeah.
But you've got like your life is together.
Yeah. How'd you get into it, Wes?
Yeah. You know, I grew up camping and fishing and hunting. And much like you, I stumbled on the show, but I happened to stumble on the first episode.
Uh-huh.
And so for years, my wife and I, we would watch a show and I would just start yelling at the TV, you know, armchair quarterback the whole time. And then one day, she had had enough of me, and she got her laptop out and she said, "All right, smart guy, we're signing you up." And we both laughed and, you know, had a couple adult beverages and that was that. But then 2 days later, I got a call from California and that started the whole thing and it was on. And so from that moment, I really knew that I was going to be on the show. I had it in my mind. And so I started really training hard in survival and suffering and misery. And that's how it all got started. Now I'm just absolutely addicted to it.
How did you...
You're addicted in misery?
It's a challenge.
It's a weird thing,
I think it's the challenge, right?
Yes, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Could talk about sort of the naked factor. I'll be honest, it's intriguing for me. If it was all just a bunch of naked dudes, I probably wouldn't be as interested. I'm always curious, so I'm watching it. How uncomfortable, comfortable was that for you? Guys always want to know, you're happily married and everything, but I mean, do any of the contestants ever hook up or anything like that? Do any of those thoughts even enter your mind, or are you just out there in survival mode the entire time?
Well, you know, like I said, the first 2 minutes, you start bleeding, and bugs are starting to ravage you. So, yeah, I mean, it's uncomfortable the first time for the first, like, minute or so. You're like, hey, you know. And I was fortunate to be paired with a really pretty young girl. And, you know, and she was not bad to look at.
Right.
I'll say that very quickly.
Right.
But, you know, all of a sudden you stub your toe on a rock, and that stuff goes out the window pretty quickly.
Right.
You know, every now and then you take a little look because we're human.
Yeah.
But you don't care. There's nothing sexual about it whatsoever. It's just two people who are getting chewed alive by bugs and beat up and tired and dirty. That goes out the window very quickly.
All right. You might not be sexual, and I get it, right? But I know when I'm walking around naked, I'm always wanting to make sure I'm presenting well, right? And so if I'm a little bit too, if it's a little too cold out, and it, you know what I'm saying? Do you ever even worry about that? You don't even worry about that?
You know, I did the first show. I did. I was really sweating at the first show, you know, and I'm not, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, being nervous has a its effects on a man as well.
Right.
And so,
you're walking around with a thimble, and everyone's making fun of you back in the production studio.
Horrible. And, you know, they have to watch that and edit it and blur it and all that. So I feel sorry for the poor people that have to blur.
Right.
Because they are doing nothing 24/7 but looking. Right. At pictures of genitals and boobs and everything else. Yeah, that's got to get old after a little while.
And he's right. He got lucky. His season where he had the two episodes, he had an attractive girl. Sometimes, I mean, people are, they're all shapes and sizes. So you get it all. It's not like it's always like that.
No, not at all. The people come in every different shape and form. But I tell you, once the clothes come off, you know, in reality, you know, everybody looks about the same. Everybody's got a random mole or, you know, some kind of crap hanging off of them that you'd rather people didn't see. I find these days that I really like people in a little bit of clothes.
And then
we'll turn out the lights and see what goes on.
Right.
Talking to Wes Harper, who's part of Naked and Afraid XL. That premieres this Sunday, May 24th at 8 p.m. on Discovery. What was the one item you brought? I guess you're a great bow hunter. Is that what you brought?
On XL, everybody brought some kind of knife. You were allowed to bring that. And then you got to choose an item from a set list. That's going to be on the show as well. They're going to show that. But, yeah, I chose the bow and the arrows because I am a hunter. I've always been a hunter. And as dry as the terrain was, we knew that we weren't going to be getting any kind of vegetables or, you know, that kind of thing, fruits and stuff. We knew it was going to be a hunting event. So I went ahead and jumped on the bow and arrow.
What's the deal with Duct Tape Boy?
Well, they kicked him off. Well, I don't know if I can say that.
I don't think you want to give it away.
I've already seen the first episode.
I think that's the first.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've released the teaser, and generally my face says it all. I was not thrilled to start with, and that's evident on the teaser. And then from there, you're going to have to watch because it's a wild ride.
Yeah. So on your first episode and in this one, without giving away too much, where was the moment where you were the most nervous?
You know, elephants. When elephants would come into the camp, that was extremely frightening. Because female elephants, when they have young ones with them, their cubs, if they feel threatened at all, they will just attack you and stomp you to death. And there's just nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, you're powerless. How do you stop an elephant?
Your boma's not going to keep an elephant away, right?
Oh, not even thinking about it. Yeah, no, they rip through anything, and they're so massive. And to see them in a zoo is one thing, but to not have a fence or some glass between and see an elephant at 20 feet is absolutely frightening. Yeah, and we had a lot of close calls with elephants, but we also had close calls with hyenas and leopards, baboons. It was everything. If you watch The Lion King, that's exactly what we were in. Every vision you have of Africa that you just have in your head, that's exactly what we were in the middle of.
It's terrifying. Amazing. Here's the thing I don't understand.
It's absolutely terrifying.
How do you guys get in those murky waters where there are caiman, where there are anacondas, and then you got to cross it, you know, to extraction or whatever? I mean, obviously you must be signing every waiver in the – but, I mean, I don't even understand how you can do – how can you even think of doing that? Like, you know there are anacondas and caiman in here, and you're going to have to swim across it or build some makeshift raft and be in it for hours. How, I mean, it's insanity.
It is. You know, by 21 days or 40 days, you're so damn ready to be done with the whole thing that you'll do anything to get out of there. I mean, it's crazy. It's reckless abandon, that's for sure.
It sure seems like it's reckless. Like, I can't believe none of you have died.
No, I'm surprised. I'm absolutely surprised. I keep waiting to get the notification from Discovery Channel that someone is no longer with us, because it's hairy. Every right. single challenge, there are really things that can kill you, and they're really close.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
What do you miss when you're in the midst of it? What do you miss the most about daily life outside of, you know, obviously connecting with family and friends? Is it something like a pillow, a bed? What do you miss the most?
Oh man, a bed and a pillow. You are right on about that. I'm 50 years old now, and these old bones. Laying on the ground is no fun.
Right.
You toss and you turn and you grumble and you groan. It's miserable just sleeping on the ground. We fashion pillows and dig hip divots. But, the older I get, the longer it takes me to get stood up off the ground, for sure. I have to invent new ways to stand up and then stretch and put all the creaks work through. Yeah, that's really awful. Absolutely awful.
So, Wes, you've done the 21-day challenge, the XL, the new series is coming out, and that's a 40-day challenge. You say you're addicted to it. Will we see you in future challenges?
I can't let the cat out of the bag, but you are not done seeing me. How about that?
Nice. Nice. I like that. Yeah. And you guys, the thing that people don't understand is, sure, they pay you something, maybe. What I had read is on the 21-day challenge, if you make it all 20 days, maybe $20,000 or something. But it's not like you're competing for $1 million or anything like that. There's no huge cash prize at the end of this thing.
Oh, no way. And that figure is way larger than the reality of the situation. Mm-hmm. You're getting compensated, and it's enough to pay the bills while you're gone. And, you know, there's no contest. You don't win Bud Light if you, you know, beat somebody to something. There's none of that. It is purely for people who really are trying to challenge themselves, take it to the next level, see how tough they are.
Right.
Yeah, there's no prize. That's for sure. There's pride, but no prize.
Right. Well, listen, Wes, I love the show. I'm trying to convince the boys to get addicted to it. I don't know if I'm going to succeed at that or not, but I will be there every week. I love it. I hope they keep sending me the teaser episodes. I would love to get you on again soon sometime. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you guys very much. This was an absolute pleasure, and I'm always available.
Thanks, right. Wes. Appreciate
thank you,
it,
Wes.
Man.
Appreciate it.
All right.
He's a really, really – in fact, when my wife has watched a bunch of – Dina's watched a bunch of them with me. She said he might be – her favorite.
He's the king.
He's the most normal.
Yeah.
You know, he's not like a homesteader. He's not like a guy that lives off the land and can't relate to people. He's like a normal dude.
He's like a tech CEO. He runs a tech company down in Raleigh.
He's butt normal, but yet he'll do this show where he just takes his clothes off and just hangs out with strangers and fends for his life for 40 days.
I wanted to ask him about the housing market down there.
I know. As soon as he said he was from Cary, North Carolina,
that's where I
want to
be. That's where I want to be in 10 years.
Yep. All right, got to take
maybe
a break.
Sooner.
If you want to chime in on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. You're searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Shall we go back to the phones?
Sure. Let's go to Bruce first. Make sure we get Bruce on, because I know it's very important about these. Bruce!
Give him time. Give him a shine.
Bruce.
Good morning, junkies.
Okay.
I got a nice one to make.
Go ahead.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Let me feel how thin those lips are. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the lips. How thin the lips are? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How thin the lips are.
Right.
Oh, he wants
well,
to kiss
maybe
you,
one
maybe?
Day. Yeah. Maybe one day.
How much, Lurch, for you to kiss Bruce?
On the lips?
Yeah.
On the lips.
Yeah, on the lips. On the thin lips.
A few thousand.
Would you do it for a few thousand? Like for 15 seconds? Would you
no, do it not for 15 seconds, no.
For how long? For 10 seconds.
I'd do it for 15 seconds.
Yeah, I know you would. I know you would. You'd do a lot more.
Yeah.
I'd have to think about that. It would be, and it would certainly have to cover a mortgage payment.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. But you would do that for one. That those images would be there forever. I mean, it, you know.
I know.
Be on the internet. Your kids will.
I say that now. Push come to shove. I don't know. It's a good question. Who's going to put up? Would you know a few thousand bucks?
Mooney
for that?
Probably would.
Would you?
Hell.
Would you give Bruce a friendly peck on the cheek?
Oh, he
not
do
for
that.
Free. Not for free.
That's not a big deal to give him a peck on the cheek.
500 will probably get it done.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, be
thanks,
safe,
Bruce. Buddy.
You're welcome. Rosie.
All right, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Hey, give one more kiss. One more kiss, Bruce.
A parting kiss.
That's going in the replay machine.
Yeah, of course it is. How could it not?
All right, let's go to Rob in Minnesota. Hey, Rob, what's up, buddy?
Shocker. Cakes is the only one that laughed at the Bruce drop again.
Yeah. By the way, Rob looks like he wants to talk about takeout tips. I have to thank Paisanos. My order came through just perfectly. Actually, got there right at – I got there about 5 of 6. My order was ready. Called in, bring it out to the car.
Yeah.
Because you guys shamed me, I think I gave them like $7 or $8 to literally walk from the door
Are
to the
kidding
curb.
Me?
That's all you gave?
$7 or $8.
Jesus.
All they had to do was walk about 8 feet.
Right, hold
you
on
bill,
on
you got a zero bill.
They
what did you pay?
The order.
I was gonna say, what did you pay for the bill?
I paid zero.
And you only getting $7?
I give them plugs.
Oh, you should have hooked them with
it's
20.
It's not like a bartender. It's we have
on
a relationship.
Currency.
You gotta
and
hook them.
They give you free drinks.
At least
and then you
10.
Give them half.
At least $10.
To walk
you
from
got
the
a
curb.
Family of five.
Yeah.
I gave them like $7 or $8. It was plenty.
All right.
When I normally do carry out or something, I tip zero.
He's just delivering pizzas. He needs more than $7.
Rob, what did you want to say?
Yeah, he has a family of five. They are hooking you with free food for your entire family.
Yeah, corporate
you're giving
is.
The guy,
corporate
you're giving
is.
The guy $5.
$5.
He's calling you a squeaker.
The owner, hey,
yeah.
If I was the owner of Paisanos, I would have called Sam Wiener 2 seconds after you gave him $5.
$7.
I cannot believe that multimillionaire Eric Fickle just gave my struggling employee $5.
I don't know about multi, by the way.
Are you nuts?
That's
what
great.
Qualifies as multi?
Yeah,
two?
More than one.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Rob.
Yeah.
All they did was pick up the food and walk at about 9 feet.
So
they're working for their lives. Are you kidding me?
No, they're not.
Eric, I'm kind of with you. Normally, $5 would be plenty, but in the middle of the pandemic, when all of these restaurants and employees are you know out of work and going under, I think it's good to kind of double down on it.
I would have given minimum.
That is doubling down. Typically, I give zero when I pick up carryout.
That was a big tip.
Tip, yeah, huge tip. Typically,
okay, but typically you're not getting a freebie.
Okay, but that's different than like when a bartender gives you free drinks or something or free meal. That's totally different because you're out there, you're dining in, you pay half typically, you know, that kind of thing.
I thought you got a delivery as well earlier in the week.
No. If I've ever had it delivered, it's only because Sam Wiener picked it up. That's the only way.
So did you give like Sam...
Like, if they
like
delivered it, I would give
or?
More. I would
no,
give more.
No, he gets nothing. Sam gets nothing. He makes plenty already.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about a multimillionaire.
I got a real quick hypo for Lurch.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Would you rather sit through a 2-hour virtual college tour or play with four poor strangers at a Muni?
Three strangers
at a
poor.
Muni.
Yeah,
great
hypo.
Yeah, they're poor.
Yeah. Like
poor.
Yeah, like
they're
poor. So you
like they bought
nothing.
So they won't even
wager.
Like they bought their clubs at Walmart.
No.
God
well,
forbid.
In other words, they have
rentals.
25 handicaps.
They're not going to fly you to Pebble Beach in 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd sit through the virtual tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course you would.
How about just to hang out with poor people in general, Lurch?
I do. They're two producers behind the glass.
Good thing. I like it.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it, buddy.
Look at Rob from Minnesota bringing the funny.
Let's go to Steve in Leonardtown. I think we've got a little time left. Steve.
Here you go, buddy. $7.
Steven
Have a nice
is
day.
His name.
Hey. Hey, I had a question for Lurch.
Yeah.
If he was going to wage on the Big Buff match this weekend, who he liked, Phil or Tiger?
Oh, I think I'm going to take Phil because he's plus 165. Too much value there. So
pick
I'm going to take Phil. I'm going to take Phil and Brady. But I'm going to do a lot of prop bets because there's going to be prop bets all over the place for that match.
Is there anything on today? Is there any UFC or NASCAR or besides Korean baseball, which I have zero interest in?
Korean baseball is pretty much over today.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Well, I mean, the games are either still going on. Maybe they're late in the games.
Right, right. It's not on at night.
I think the schedule's pretty barren tonight.
Yeah.
I don't think you got much today.
Right. All right. Well, when are we getting our next Naked and Afraid guest? I love that. I could do one week.
You love Wes Harper.
Wes Harper's Saturday, a nice guy.
Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon?
Yeah.
Replay it?
Yes, right. That's key. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here for Bish. Cakes, EBM, JP, we will see tomorrow. Grant and Danny, they're coming up next.
Right later, Rickies.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.